Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors and more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
Hi, this is Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the weekly news wrap from In Focus. Each week, Alabama Public Television's Don Daly stops by to share two headlines and a wild card. So now let's wrap up this week's news. Don Daly, welcome back for your news wrap here at Troy Public Radio, and thank you so much for joining us by Skype from your APT office in the State House. How do you want to start wrapping up this week's news?
Carolyn, thanks as always for having me. It's a pleasure. I thought we'd begin by talking about critical race theory, which continues to be a major point of debate, not only across the country, but here in Alabama specifically. We now have several bills pre-filed for next year's legislative session that deal with critical race theory. The first two that we've talked about previously dealt with banning the teaching of critical race theory in state schools. There was another one that dealt with restricting critical race theory, not only in education, but throughout state government. And the latest legislation that was pre-filed in the last week was by Representative Danny Crawford from Athens, and he is proposing that any teachers who teach critical race theory in Alabama public school classrooms be fired. Now, this is taking it up a notch or two from the previous bills, but it points to the divisive nature of this issue. Those who support critical race theory say they believe that differing viewpoints should be taught in public schools. Those who oppose it say they don't want any kind of theory that promotes any race or gender as being better than the other taught in public schools. And all of this comes at the same time that the state school board has been discussing a resolution, which would sort of be a position statement on this issue, a resolution that the board is expected to be ready to vote on next month.
In other words, a political hot potato.
I think that's an accurate description. It certainly is.
There is another news story that's coming out of Tarrant, Alabama, which is a suburb of Birmingham. What is that?
Yes, when this one also has to do with race relations and a local city council member's use of a racial epithet during a recent council meeting. That councilman, Tommy Bryant, has said that he was only repeating an epithet that he heard Tarrant Mayor Wayman Newton make recently. Newton has denied using such a racial epithet, but the controversy has built to a point where officials with the State Democratic Party have called for Tarrant Councilman Tommy Bryant to resign his position. The Alabama Republican Party has also issued a statement on this incident saying that they find it deeply disturbing and they were supporting Tarrant Mayor Wayman Newton in this incident. Newton is a member of the Republican Party, but it's something that has become quite divisive in suburban Birmingham over this racial issue.
Don, who is on Capitol Journal tonight at 7:30 on Alabama Public Television? Because it always keeps us up to date on these current issues.
Well, while we're on the topic of race relations, Representative Mary Moore of Birmingham will be with us. She has some pretty outspoken ideas about the debate over critical race theory. She'll also be talking with us about prison reform and the prospects for a special session on our prison problems. House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter of Rainsville will also be with us to talk about special session prospects. And State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris will be back with us to discuss our rising COVID numbers and hospitalizations.
It's about time for a wild card. What do you have for us?
Well, I want to talk about some comfort dogs who've been doing a lot of good work. You know, since the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, we've heard about teams of people coming in from all over the country and all over the world, actually, to help in the search and rescue mission surrounding that condo collapse. One group that came into Surfside, Florida in the last several days is a group of dogs, golden retrievers from several states, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, South Carolina, and Tennessee, were deployed to Surfside, Florida by the Lutheran Church Charities Canine Comfort Dog Ministry. And they said they wanted to help first responders who've been on the scene for weeks process their grief from the grueling search in which the death toll has continued to rise, and the dogs have just been there to offer companionship. And many of the first responders have said that they brought a lot of comfort and were very much appreciated.
What a heartwarming wild card to end on. Thank you for joining us by Skype, Don.
Carolyn, it's a pleasure. Thank you.